You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
All right, new month and a new self-help book spotlight. And today we're checking out a book that asks us to consider if embracing a bit more optimism in our lives could change the world. We're looking at Sumit Paul Chowdhury's new release, The Bright Side: Why Optimists Have the Power to Change the World.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it believed it could get to the other side. It's hard to tell if a chicken is an optimist. You can't ask it if a glass of water is half full or half empty, after all. But what you can do is to repeatedly show a chick a white card in front of a bowl of tasty mealworms and a black card in front of an empty bowl. Once the chicks have learned to reliably choose the white card, you show them a grey card. Chicks that head immediately for the grey card are considered optimists. The card is more white than black, they apparently surmise. The equivalent of deeming a glass half full rather than half empty. And on this basis, most chickens do indeed turn out to be optimistic.
In The Bright Side, Paul Chowdhury asks us that we don't consider optimism to be irrational, but rather central to our human psyche. The point is to explore the advantage optimism can give us in both our everyday life and in the evolutionary race. With creative examples pulled from past and present, he questions what does Ernest Shackleton's Antarctic expedition have in common with the chicken that crossed the road, or what James Baldwin's campaign for civil rights has to do with the development of AI.
After their meeting, Kennedy ordered the FBI to intensify its surveillance of Baldwin and other activists, but also became more sympathetic to their cause. Baldwin published The Fire Next Time, which found a receptive audience for its message that activists may be able, handful that we are, to end the racial nightmare and achieve our country and change the history of the world. In August, Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech, one of the most optimistic pieces of oratory ever delivered. The struggle for civil rights continued. King's speech was swiftly followed by brutal violence from white supremacists. But a way forward had opened up where none had been visible before. Baldwin was right. Human life is not an academic matter. The answers to what we can expect from our lives, what kind of world we live in, what we can do to shape the future, for all that these questions have been debated for millennia, lie not in reason, but in conviction, determination, and belief. We live on the verge of momentous change, perhaps of crisis. As another political activist, the Italian Antonio Gramsci, put it in a letter from one of Mussolini's jails: the old world is dying and the new one struggles to be born. Now is the time of monsters. Now, as then, an old world is dying. Our job is to help that new world to be born and ensure it is not midwifed by monsters. Not a perfect world, but a better world, born not only from the academic virtues of reason, intellect, and planning, but also from the irrational ones of belief, imagination, and possibility, from optimism.
Paul Chowdhury's Bright Side is an interesting exploration of different types of optimism that are at our disposal and how to best implement them into our lives. Ultimately, the book's message is not that of blind optimism, but rather of using optimism, or in this case, what we call dispositional optimism, to assume a general expectation that things will work out well in the end and that we can create a better world. Furthermore, by exploring examples from philosophy, ancient history, and even politics and religion, he encourages us to learn from our past and use it to our advantage. In the end, the author's message is that of hope, that we can be optimistic about the future of the world and that there are many paths we can take to get there.
Optimism, in the broadest sense, seems to be good for us. And we seem to recognise that it's good for us too. We endorse it in our approach to life's challenges, and it seems to help us resolve them. That makes it all the more puzzling that there's a widespread belief, backed up by opinion polls, market research, and economic surveys, that optimism is in short supply when it comes to the big challenges we face. In large swathes of the world, people express far less optimism about the direction of their country or the future of the world in general than about their own lives. In response, calls for optimism turn up incessantly in hand-wringing op-eds, in LinkedIn think pieces, at Davos and at dinner parties. We must be more optimistic, they urge, if we're to deal with our problems. Positive attitudes are important. Passivity and pessimism will get us nowhere, and yet the optimism gaps persist. This isn't especially hard to explain. It dovetails with our somewhat defensible belief that the more agency we have over a situation, the more able we are to steer it towards a positive outcome. That's not so true of, say, climate change. In the face of a changing planet, we're all vulnerable, all culpable, and, with exceptions, all powerless. And what we collectively feel can have very real consequences, including the self-fulfilling prophecy of the pessimism trap.
Sumit Paul Chowdhury's book, The Bright Side, Why Optimists Have the Power to Change the World, is read by the author himself. It's 8 hours, 45 minutes long, and is available through the RNIB library. This is a great read if you want to go away from everyday pessimism and instead find out why optimism is not only the natural state of humanity, and find out how you can embrace optimism more in your life. To get your hands on the talking book version of this book, just visit readingservices.rnib.org.uk and sign up for your free account. Happy reading, and look out for our next self-help book spotlight next month.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.